start and finish off with Shachianu today, and we're going to start Hilchos Mezuzah next week and have sheets with diagrams, charts, and things like that. Figure out all the fun, interesting halachos by Hilchos Mezuzah. So that'll be next week. If we have time at the end of the semester, maybe something else like it, I'll try to go back to finishing off those important halachos in Hilchos Brachos. But today will be the last day for right now for Hilchos Brachos. So we have to get to Shachianu. So anyway, so yeah. So girls, the last thing we were doing, so we're going to finish off with the halachos of Shachianu. We were talking about new fruits. So we mentioned last time that if you have a new fruit, you should say a Shachianu. When we mentioned that the minhag today is to make the bracha when you eat the fruit, not when you see the fruit. And we talked about when to make the bracha and things like that. So just to finish off this part of the topic a little bit quickly, what fruits qualify for fruits for Shachianu? So they have to be fruits that do not grow or not available all year round. Based upon this, there are some opinions, Shachter being one of them, that since basically all fruits are available to us all year round from everywhere, therefore, there might not be any point of ever making a Shachianu on a new fruit. Meaning, you may not be able to make Shachianu on a new fruit because these fruits are available all the time. Most of us go with the fact that just because it's technically available from another country, someplace else. But if it's, it depends how generally available it is to us on a regular basis. So there are certain fruits that are considered to be new fruits. Now, we always talk about the pomegranate, which again would be part of this debate. Technically, it's available all year round. But we use the pomegranate as a new fruit because nobody ever really sees it most of the year. Nobody has it. It's the first time having it during the year. So you'd make a Shachianu. What other fruits it applies to, that's a whole debate. I'm not going to get into it. Poskim always talked about grapes. First time you had them during the year. Weren't always available. In America, maybe much more available. So maybe not as much of a reason to make a bracha. But they had a bunch of different fruits. They talked about watermelon. Watermelon for us is available all year round. So people eat it all year round. So you kind of have to figure out what's really available, what's not. Ask a posek, which things are new fruits. So we're mostly going to talk about today to finish off this topic is the Shachianu on new items. And the Rambam talked about, Shulchan Aruch talks about, if you buy a new house, you would make a Shachianu. If you bought new clothing, you would make a Shachianu. If you bought new vessels, objects, you would make a Shachianu. So when does this apply? How much of this applies? That's going to be the question over here. So first of all, an interesting halacha. If you were to buy something, let's say like a house, and generally that benefits you, you would make a Shachianu. If you were to buy something and it benefits multiple people, the bracha would be hatov v'hametiv. So depending on the situation, you could either make a Shachianu or hatov v'hametiv. They're both brachas about being happy about what happened, but hatov v'hametiv is to be good for you and for others. So therefore, you use the bracha hatov v'hametiv. So again, when does this apply? So, start with houses for a second. There was a tshuva called the Lev Chaim, and the Lev Chaim felt that if you own any payment on a house, like most people, you have a mortgage, you have some sort of down payment on a house, you would not make the bracha of Shachianu or a Tova Meitavos. So you would not make the bracha of Shachianu. So why not? The reason is, there's not so much simcha in the end, because you have to make constant payments. You're worried about the house being taken away. somebody collecting your house, the bank taking it away. So maybe there's not a full simcha, says the Leiv Chaim. Because I'm worried what's going to happen to my house. So the Sitz Eliezer, Eliezer Waldenberg, who wrote these great shuvos, we have them here in the Beis Medrash, right behind Lana. So we basically have these shuvos of Eliezer Waldenberg, and he argued on the Leiv Chaim, and he said it has nothing to do with how happy you are later. It has to do with how happy you are now. And he gives an example. We learned this in the Rambam. At this point, it's about a month ago, over Pesach vacation. So we learned in the Rambam, if you hear good news, right? Talk about saying Hatova Meitiv. If you hear bad news, you say Dayana Emes. And even though we generally don't do this with a bracha, with Shem Hashem anymore, but the Rambam writes, it doesn't matter what it's going to be like later. If you have good news, right? You win a ton of money. And that right now is good news. But you know later, people in the town will come and steal it. The government will take it away, whatever it is. So it'll end up harming you because people will come after you. We only look at what's good right now when we make those brachos. If something bad happens to somebody, their field gets destroyed. But they know that from their field getting destroyed, they'll end up with a lot of money later or whatever it is. But right now, their field is destroyed. You would make a Dayan HaEmes. Again, we don't make this with a Shem Hashem anymore. But that's the halacha. You base it upon what it is right now, says the Rambam. So the Tzitz Eliezer says it's no different by your house. Right now, you bought a house. The second you move in, you're not thinking about the mortgage right away. You're happy that you moved to the house. There's a simcha about moving into the house. So therefore, Tzitz Eliezer said that you would make the bracha regardless. It doesn't matter if you have payments that are coming up. So the poskim are kind of split on this. All different poskim. Some say it depends whether they can actually really take away your house or not. If you don't pay, poskim are kind of split. So if somebody buys a new house, this is a question that has to be asked. And you don't pay for it. You don't put down all the money right away. So, and you owe money. You have a mortgage. You're going to owe it to the bank. So therefore, that's the problem. Not in terms of like, there's other payments with houses. There's property taxes. Those things, though, not going to take away, generally end up taking away your house. You never know what happens when they have to may get more money from you. But in general, the idea is that it's not like a mortgage or a loan. So that's what we have in terms of the house. What about clothing? So clothing, generally most people do make the bracha on new clothing, but what does new clothing mean? So there's a three-way debate. There's a three-way debate amongst the Rishonim. And the way that we follow, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and then the Ramah, explaining, is that it depends how much simcha the clothing actually gives you. So in general, somebody buys a pair of socks. It's not that exciting. You're not going to have that much simcha. So nobody makes a shechianu on socks, undershirts. Okay? It's not going to happen. Okay? On the other hand, if you buy something that you don't get so often, it's kind of fancy. For a guy, maybe a suit. For a woman, maybe a dress. Something really fancy. So something that doesn't happen all the time. So, but it brings you a lot of simcha. So then you would make shechianu. The question is, how far do we take this? What's considered to be clothing? So there's a question brought in the poskim about a new pair of glasses. Glasses you wear. There's a style with them. Clearly, I haven't caught up to that yet, but there's a style with glasses when people get them. So is that considered something to make a shechianu on? They're expensive. You don't get them that often. So they should be something exciting. So would you make a bracha on that or not? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, absolutely not. The reason you would not make a bracha is because they're not really clothing. He calls them for refuah. Not literally healing you, but they're there to fix your eyes. That's the reason you're wearing them. You would never go with this style. I do know some people who have like bought fake glasses so they can look like they're smarter or cooler or whatever it is. But in general, what was that? So some people might do that. But in general, you buy glasses because they're to fix your eyes. So you can't make a bracha on it. It has to be specifically bought for clothing. Other poskim, including Rabbi Yosha, if he felt that it's because you buy a fancy one, you make it look all nice or whatever it is, you have a particular style. So therefore, it's considered, and you wear it, it's considered to be clothing, and you can make a shechianu when you buy those glasses. Yeah.
What if you're buying very expensive glasses, but insurance is paying for them? Like $500 Gucci glasses, but your insurance
pays. So the poskim talk about that if you get a gift and it's an expensive gift, you can make shechianu. So there should be no different. It doesn't matter whether you buy it or not. If it's an expensive gift, you can make shechianu as well. Yeah. I don't think those are expensive or that exciting. Or stylish, right. Emily.
What about like sunglasses? Because technically people do it for the look, but then at the same time you do it because of something in your eyes. So it's kind of like...
That was my question.
So I think that's actually a good question, but I think it would be the same debate because you do also use it for the sun in your eyes. So some people obviously do it because it's cool. But so then you need to talk. Lana.
So by this logic, you're saying that if an Avdol needed a new prescription, he can't get new glasses because it's something that you say, Shechianu, you wanted something new. It's like a new
no, I mean, Shechianu, we said for a lot of people, is a reshus. Because it's a reshus, therefore, you would not be allowed to get it regardless of the fact that he needs to have it. So it's something he needs to have. He just won't say Shechianu necessarily. Or he could do it in a different thing, which we could talk about.
Also, yeah. In the olden days, when you say a Shechianu with like a new Evid Ivri, like after Yova, when you get the Devil all three, like you get a new one.
Here we go. So, another interesting question about jewelry. So there are some poskim that believe that jewelry does not fall under clothing, and therefore you do not make a bracha on jewelry itself. Jewelry does not, even if it's expensive and exciting, you would not make a bracha on it. This is the opinion of Rav Avadia Yosef, a few Sephardi poskim also as well, besides him. So that they don't make a bracha on jewelry, only on regular clothing. On the other hand, a lot of the Ashkenazi poskim would say that you do. So let's say you buy an engagement, a guy buys an engagement ring. So Rav Moshe Feinstein felt that the second the guy buys it, so the minhag today, just for this, I forgot to say this about clothing. The general halacha by clothing was you're supposed to make the bracha when you buy it. The minhag today has become that we only make the bracha when we wear the clothing. And there is a debate whether you make the bracha before you put it on or you put it on first and then make the bracha. Regardless, and a lot of poskim say how long do you have to make the bracha if you forgot? So some poskim say the entire time the clothing is still on till you take it off the first time. Other people say as long as you're still excited about the clothing at the beginning. Whatever it is, we make the bracha normally when we put on the clothing. When Moshe Feinstein says this is a different situation, he's buying an engagement ring for his kala, and he's going to get great hana from the fact that he has this engagement. So therefore, the husband, future husband, would make a bracha of Shechianu when he buys the engagement ring, okay? Other poskim claimed, I believe this is Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I'm not 100% sure, that he would give, once he gives the ring to his fiance, the engagement ring, she is the one who's going to be wearing it when she puts it on, or right before, right after, however you do it, she would make a Shechianu. Rav Schechter said that it's a hana for both of them. So once he gives her the ring, they would make a tov v'hametiv, because it's the hana is for both of them. The enjoyment is for both of them. And therefore, a tov v'hametiv would be made. So you have a bunch of different opinions when you would make the bracha. For Sephardim, it seems like you would not make the bracha on a ring. So that would be that, yeah. True, it is in plural. Almost all brachos are in plural. And the reason for that is Gemara by Tfilas HaDarach, and the Tfilas HaDarach was said originally in singular by Rav Rav Acha, I got the name correctly, but whoever came up with Tfilas HaDerech, I'm confused about the name for a second. So he said originally in Yechidus, and then afterwards they said you should include everyone in Klal Yisrael. So you do that for a bracha in general. So that's the text of a bracha in general. Here, when you say Shachyanu, it can be about yourself. So you're just including people, you know, because you like to include yourself amongst Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't show that it's for another person. Whereas Atova Meitiv might show that it's for another person. Because it's two levels of goodness, Hatov Vehametiv, meaning it's good for me, it's also going to be good for other people. So that would be, I guess, the reason. So just to finish off here, what about on other objects? What about if someone buys a new car? They buy a new air conditioner. They buy a new whatever, you know. What about a new thing? Oh, by the way, just one quick thing about the house I forgot to say. If you're renting a property, do not make Shachyanu according to anybody, okay? Because you don't own it. If you are redoing your house, so a lot of the posts can say that if it's a slight redo, it's fine. You put in another floor, another room, another section, that according to many poskim is Shachyanu worthy. So what about other things? So the general Sfardi Psak, again, one more time, quoted in the Alki Yosef and some earlier Sfardi poskim, is not to make Shachyanu on anything but clothing and fruit and new fruit. And therefore, a lot of Sfardim will not even make a Shachyanu on a house. What they will do is, when they have the new house and they enter it for the first time when it's ready to come in, they will take a new fruit or a new pair of clothing, make a Shachyanu on that, and include it in for the house. In fact, the poskim talk about, the Mishnah mentions it, poskim talk about you could do this for anything. You have a new fruit, you're not sure whether you say Shachyanu, take a new fruit, new pair of clothing, and make the bracha there and include everything else. So for Sfardim, it doesn't include anything but new fruit and anything else. For Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim include the house, not all Ashkenazim, but a house, clothing, and fruit. But there are many, and there are some, even some Ashkenazim who are even strict by clothing, but we don't really follow that. But we, by other vessels, there's a famous debate whether you should be able to do it. Some people, there's a lot of Ashkenazim that have the minhag not to make a Shachyanu on other vessels, not to make it, let's say, on the car, on your new pot, you know, something exciting that you bought. So you shouldn't make a bracha on that, and therefore you can try the new fruit advice or something like that if you can. So that would be according to some poskim. And some poskim would say you'd make a Shachyanu on it as well. Okay? So girls, next week we do Hilchos Mezuzah.